You know, for my money, one of the neatest stories I saw last week was this story, and you see them all the time. Oh, here's a gadget that's going to deliver you pizza. Autonomous robots going to deliver you pizza. But if you care about the story, you look at it, and all of a sudden they're talking Pizza Hut. Well, they've got certainly some credibility. And this device was developed by Dean Kamen, who did Segway and other devices. Well, there's certainly credibility there. And all this is under the umbrella of FedEx Office, which, that's a lot of credibility. So I think this thing may happen. Brian Phillips is the CEO of FedEx Office, based in Plano, Georgia, right now. It's good to have you back with us.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you. This is a neat device. I mean, Dean Kamen's also the guy that invented the wheelchair that can climb stairs. And I looked at the wheels on this robot you guys are talking about. It can even climb the stairs to my front door.
Yeah, it's a pretty amazing device, and it's unique in the marketplace. And, you know, earlier this week, we were so proud to be able to introduce the FedEx Same Day Bot to the world, which, you know, we believe this will truly, through innovation and ingenuity, reinvent the way you do delivery last mile.
I think a lot of the press picked up on Pizza Hut, but I know you're working with Target and Lowe's and AutoZone, Walmart, Walgreens. I mean, everybody wants a piece of this. How realistic is it to work? I mean, it's a one-on device, right? I mean, it only has one delivery to one household or one office in it at a time, right?
Well, what's amazing about this device is that it's small increments of capacity, and we're able to bring the cost per delivery down so low that you can make a single delivery from point A to point B economically, and make it viable for both the merchant and for FedEx. This technology is really separate and apart from anything else you'll see in the marketplace. You know, the bot can travel both on the roadside and on the sidewalk. When it gets to your home, it can climb the front curb, it can navigate up the walkway, it can climb your front steps and up onto your porch, and then effect a remote delivery from there. Also, when you combine it with our ecosystem, our ability and infrastructure for delivery, along with all the IT that goes with it, creates a very unique set of solutions that just aren't reasonable to try to do with a traditional van, traditional driver sort of approach.
I would guess something like this might be useful in these sort of where there's density, the sort of work, live, play areas, kind of like your area, you know, out in West Plano at West Legacy.
Well, you know, we've had tremendous response from the customers that we talked to, and all these were top-to-top discussions, and these folks signed on almost immediately. So AutoZone and Pizza Hut, Lowe's, Walgreens, Walmart, Target, and several others. And when we mapped where their customers were, over 60% of them live within 3 miles of their store or restaurant or location. You know, the bot has the ability to take care of delivery within that 3 mile radius in a very efficient and effective manner.
So how far out is this? I mean, this is beyond the conceptual stage, right?
Oh, yeah, this is all very real. What we demoed on Jimmy Fallon the other night, and what you may have seen on some of the news broadcasts in the morning after we unveiled it, you know, the bot does all that and more. And, you know, it's just a matter now of over the next 4 or 5 months, we are going to test our device in the wild because we had to unveil it first. And now that it's publicly known, we're just going to make sure that all the things we're assuming are indeed true. But it's on the iBot base, which Dean Kamen created, and it has over 10 million hours of flawless operation. And it's all held together by, you know, items that we use every day inside of FedEx to make our deliveries happen. FedEx delivery manager to communicate to the end customer, as well as the dispatch systems and some of the technology that we use for FedEx Same Day City, which is a human driver and a traditional van approach to local delivery. All those things make this device very much ready for the real world very, very soon.
Yeah, you talk about this like, you know, it's one of the arrows in your quiver, I guess. We know about the trucks and the vans and out of bicycles some places and motorcycles and everything else. What are you, have you incorporated drones?
We dabble in everything, but we think that the device we unveiled has immediate real-world applicability. When you have something like a drone, the minute your payload leaves the ground, the complexity of everything from regulatory to public acceptance really comes into play. In addition, you know, laws of gravity are always in effect, and so your payload can't be that great. Our device weighs 200 pounds, which is dramatically smaller than a 3,000-pound vehicle, and it can carry a 100-pound payload. So the possibilities are pretty endless.
And it kind of, so I've seen it, it kind of looks to me like an igloo cooler on its side. Is that...
It's a lot bigger than that, but you got to remember this is a prototype, and we'll continue to evolve it. But it's got a 2x2x3 foot cargo capacity. Because it's built on that iBot base with some of the Segway technology, keeps itself upright at all times, keeps the cargo still, regardless of whether you're going through, you know, potholes and over speed bumps or upstairs. So there are things that the bot itself does that go far beyond any of the other solutions you may have seen out in the wild.
This has got to be a fun time to be the CEO of FedEx Office, because, I mean, the time of instant delivery, everything on demand, everybody wants your services. It's got to be a good time for you.
Well, it is a lot of fun, and especially since, you know, FedEx Same Day Bot helps us build out our Same Day portfolio. You know, the first piece was FedEx Same Day City, which is a branded van, uniform driver, all the bells and whistles you've come to know and love at FedEx, allowing us to deliver from point A to point B in any metroplex, you know, 32 markets, 1,900 cities. We then layered on top of that FedEx Extra Hours, which allows our retail customers to be able to take online orders up to, you know, 10, 11 o'clock at night, and then we will still be able to deliver them locally by 10:30 a.m. the next morning using the FedEx Express and FedEx Ground networks. And now you add this third component, FedEx Same Day Bot, which allows you to do those hyper-local deliveries kind of on demand at a very low price point, and you've got quite the trifecta.
Brian Phillips is the CEO of FedEx Office. Always good to talk with you, sir. You got some great ideas. Thank you.
Great. Thank you very much.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.